You are now tuned in to How to Nerd, hosted by Roxy Hayes, Leo Thomas, and Brennan Edwards.
What's up, y'all, and welcome to How to Nerd. I am one of your awesome hosts, Brennan Edwards. We also have the full crew today. So yay. we got all the way on the far side over here, we have
Cleo Thomas, aka Mr. Slick Living, aka Slick James, aka Slick in Your Average, aka Slick and Morty, aka Slickito Uchiha, aka Klitschko Kurosaki, aka
I Get Slick or Die Trigan. Slick at Night's my favorite. Don't
say Chef Boyardee. Yeah,
Cleodore.
No, Cleodore.
We don't talk about Cleodore.
We do talk about Cleodore.
Cleodore is my favorite one.
Yeah. Trash.
And then Slick at Night.
How come you don't like Klitschko Kurosaki?
I just don't like how you say it.
Why you always gotta be eating something? Like, we started an audio show.
Why would you tell my business?
You smacking your lips.
That's fucking crazy.
All right, who are you? Introduce yourself.
I'm Roxy Hayes.
And you gonna put it on being a black
woman? Oh, black
woman. That's what we're doing?
That's wild business.
All right, guys, we have a special guest today. A man I'm a fan of. Honor of being introduced to by Cleodore at an event. We went to go see Monkey Man, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, so we got to go see Monkey Man. This man was here. It was really great. He is director, model, actor. Like I said, I'm a fan of his work. He makes some of the best content in the space of blurdom and blackness and nerd and dancing and anime and video games and all the nerdy stuff. Like, yeah, you are a representative of the blurred culture in my experience, in my opinion. And ladies and gentlemen, we have Vader.
Talk it up for Vader.
Thanks for being here, man.
Hey, thank you guys for having me, truly.
Yeah, man, we're about to have some fun. So we got a few different sections on this show that we get into, because obviously today we're going to talk about blurredom. Nice. But we're going to start off with some other things first before we get into that. And Roxy's going to behave herself today.
No, that's stupid.
Wow.
Nice to meet you. So excited.
Yeah, bro. This is awesome. If you don't know Roxy as well as you're about to, since you're sitting next to her, bro, you chose your seat very interesting.
First time you two have met?
Huh? I've seen him, but I haven't met him.
Yeah, oh, wow. Damn.
This is you about to have an experience, my brother. Okay, awesome. So welcome to that. All right, so we're going to start off with a pop quiz. So we're going to need the boards and markers.
Can I read it?
Oh, we get a pop quiz off top?
Yes.
Let's do it.
If Cleo were not in the entertainment industry, what would he be doing?
This is going to be fun.
Wow.
This is a good one. I'm so happy it's not about me. That makes me so happy.
Damn. I mean,
I did not know this was going to be the pop quiz.
I want to make a good one, bro.
You want black or blue?
I'll take blue.
Okay.
If Cleo was not in entertainment, what would he be doing?
How offensive can I be and how offended will you be?
Just do what you do best, okay, which is just be freaking offensive.
That's crazy. Why would you embarrass me like that in front of the guest?
Okay, let me think.
Ooh, it's a front and back, too.
Good Lord. That's a good one. I don't know.
I'm going to throw a curveball. Throw a curveball, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
And.
All right. There we go. And that's time, guys. So I'll go ahead. Vader look like he's confident. So you mind starting with what you got for us, brother?
Okay, like I said, it's a curveball. I wrote down Pastor.
Yeah.
Listen. There's a multiverse version of Cleo that is a pastor, okay? And he's killing. He's spreading the good word, okay? The greatest word. And it's solid. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Wow, we're about to see some real juxtapositions. I'm actually going to go next, if you don't mind, because I think mine is a good juxtaposition.
Thank you, Vader. Okay, gotcha.
So what I said was a escort or a gigolo.
Oh,
yes.
Shit?
Yeah.
Of gigolo. But yes, I think.
Oh, it does. It's supposed to say or. It does say escort of gigolo. How about that?
I like that even more. I could see that.
Escort of gigolo.
I'd be an escort.
Oh, yeah.
Cleo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you think about this, like.
I would be the escort.
Bro, remember, multiverse. So now think about this. Think about this, Cleo. Good looking man, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to figure out how to make money. You're a hustler. You work hard. You know what I'm saying? You like to make people happy. You're the most agreeable, one of the most wonderful, like, pleasant people that we get to work with in this industry. And so, you're a pleaser. You know what I'm saying? And you got to make this money, and the ladies like.
Roxy.
The ladies like Clee.
Control.
The ladies like Clee. And I'm just saying,
ladies,
it's like,
when
you're going to fall, you're going to have to fall back on something. You'd be like, well, you know, you're going to make your livings off your looks one way or another, you know? So
thank
there
you.
Go.
Thank
That's
you.
Fire.
There you go,
thank
man. It's a compliment in there
thank
somewhere.
You. Jesus Lord.
I agree.
Cleo, can you please give me yours?
If I didn't start this journey in life, it was either going to be marine biology or basketball.
Wait, have we talked about this?
We have.
Okay. That's what I was going to say. That was my original Creo choice. All
marine
right.
Biology.
That's what's up.
Clean.
Yeah, man.
I'm with that.
Basketball coach.
I'd like to point out that the question said unserious answers only, but we're gonna go ahead.
But it's for him.
Okay.
It's fine. You
was, he's like, hey, pastor, let's go. Serious. All right, and here we go. Roxy, right, what you
so
got?
So I have a bartender, because alcoholic, and then, or he would do like one of those MLM scams. You know, he would be doing that. Also put, yeah, those. He'd be like, come ahead. Hey, you want to sell some knives? That way he would do that. I got toy salesmen or video game store owners. That's like a real one. I could see you like owning your own toy store or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the other side, Foot Locker employee, because he like feet. And then, or you know them waving wiggly mans that be outside the stores like that? That would be him. But number one, because of the build, he is being that bitch. But the number one answer, he would have an OnlyFans, but just for his hands.
Only hands.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? What's he has nice hands?
No, they just like his hands.
Of course. You, so you're saying you don't like my hands?
They're adequate.
Right, so you saying like my
hands? All right. This is going to turn to a whole nother podcast. On the,
well, thank you so much for your multiple answers to the single answer question, Roxy.
Jesus
And so another section, we can take those back. We can take those back. Roxy don't know how to act with it, so we got to take them. It's the truth. Like, the funny thing is, it sounds like I'm joking, but I'm not. Like, she really can't have something in her hand. Because he's new. He needs to understand who he's sitting next to. So, Mr. Vader, the section we're about to go into right now is really about our, it's a reflection of our belief that nerd is a lifestyle. It's not just a culture. And in that lifestyle, you're always, a person that's nerdy is always has a curious mind, always nerding out about something new. So we like to like get a quick update, a quick check-in in a couple minutes or less, Roxy, of what we're nerding out on now. So I'll let Cleo kick it off, and he'll show you how it's done. Like, what you nerding on? What you nerding on now, buddy?
More limited edition consoles. There's a Kirby edition original Nintendo Game Boy, and there's only 50 of them made, and it's pink. So the original Game Boy, but it's just all pink and a little Kirby on the front.
Oh, that's
I need that.
Yeah. You would.
I need it.
You see how he says it?
You don't always
see what I'm talking about?
I need it.
Yeah, I need it.
I heard the resolve.
It's over. It's like, it's going to happen. Like, it's just a matter of time. It's not if, it's when.
Yep.
So, Roxy, would you please? Oh, God. So,
it's the same. You
know, she's always has the most. All right, go ahead.
No, I don't even want. Well, it's the same thing from last time, so I don't want to say that.
What, dicks?
Don't.
Yeah, last time her answer was dicks. For the
it wasn't dicks. It was the anatomy of the body with focus on penises, because there's pressure points in penises.
Don't look at me.
When we edit this, I need you to make sure to focus on Vader's reaction.
Yeah, but I'm not
when
gonna...
he heard dicks, because it's the same reaction
I did have the same reaction.
It wasn't dicks. It was.
I'm look away from this over here. Dicks. Like, oh look, so a safe place to look.
Just to recap it was not dicks. It was the anatomy of the body, specifically penises, because there's pressure points on the penis that a lot of people don't know about.
I wasn't aware.
Thank you. And he has one. So to say that is something that people are not interested in is a crazy thing. So you know what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of stuff when it comes to penises that we could talk about.
Right.
Semen levels, foods pertaining to...
We get it.
Are we going to let me talk about what I want to or not?
We get it. Okay, Vader, what are you nerding out about, bro?
Asparagus is bad.
It's going to be hard to follow that up. But, right now, I'm just very boxing focused.
Oh, cool.
Like boxing, the sport of boxing, boxing like in anime, and then like boxing in movies. I'm working on this original series that is very boxing focused. I've been doing training for about a year now, and now I'm just trying to understand more about the sport before stepping into this.
Yeah.
So is Megalobox inspiration in any of this?
In a way, I just finished watching it a bit earlier this year. I feel like Hajime no Ippo is like the
main that's
focus.
Fire.
Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
There's just a lot of character development that I like in Hajime no Ippo, and the motion in that show is just it's unreal.
What other boxing anime is it? I know those two. Baki
those
doesn't
two
really
I know,
count.
Actually.
Yeah, Baki kind of don't count.
Baki, I mean, there's a boxer.
Fighting.
Remember he shadow bike was it shadow boxing Mike Tyson or something
like
that?
Yeah. Baki's insane.
Yeah.
Nuts. Shouts
like
Kadeem.
I was like, I love and hate Baki because it's like the storyline is one of the worst storylines in any anime ever. But
this is about
the micro stories are amazing. It's like in this moment right now, the stakes are so high. Let's explain it to you. Is like in the most intense way possible while you're almost watching it happen.
Sounds like JoJo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess what I'm nerding out on is I'm going to bring it back since on the episode before when I was trying to talk about it, somebody wouldn't let me talk without making all kind of rude-ass sounds.
I won't
Roxy,
say anything. I won't say anything.
I don't believe you at all, but I'm going to try. I've been nerding out on IQ tests. I've heard of them before. I never had done them before. I didn't know what they were based on. And the cool thing about them is that if you understand how an IQ test is made, is like it's a measure of intelligence. And the idea being is like, what is just like how are you guys going to nerd shame on a nerd podcast?
We're not talking.
That's... You're laughing.
I just look over.
Yeah, exactly.
I see them like breaking down.
Yeah,
it's like I hear it.
There's nothing I can do.
Tell us this, man. This is so fucking listen, great.
I'm gonna say
man.
This real quick. One of the biggest things about human beings that separate us from the rest of the creatures on this planet, the reason why we've been able to do all the things we have, is the baseline understanding of pattern recognition. It's like we see the patterns in something. I hit this with a stone, it breaks open and it's food. The weather patterns do this, so I need to prepare like this. Like we learned from patterns and all these patterns allowed us to do it. And the better you are at pattern recognition, the more successful you can be.
Yeah.
So that is how an IQ test works, is that it tests your ability to be able to see pattern recognition. There's no words. Mm-hmm. So you literally just like, here's a pattern, what comes next? This, 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 or this.
Yeah.
And so that's all you're doing. And so I took it for the first time. I found it very interesting. And yeah, that was it. I just found it very interesting.
That was great.
I hate you.
I didn't
so
even
much.
Know that that's what it was. I thought it was.
I mean, I might try one.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. What was your score?
It was 125.
What's the scores?
So the average American apparently has an IQ of 98. The test is designed to have a median of 100. Mm. So 100 is like an average human being. So 120 is one tier above that. 125 is one tier above that. And then there's like three tiers above that, like going into genius level and all that kind of stuff. So it's like, since I was smart, you know, I'm like, they said I'm smarter than 82% of the population, but you know, apparently that 18% is for real, you know, whatever, like them people are very rare. It's like the further you go up, it's like, you know, like the highest one is less than 1% of the population. So
goddamn.
Thank you for sharing.
I really don't like you.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you just atone to it. I don't know. You just don't know how to. You can't be
trying,
with me.
Man. That was genuine. I didn't know that was.
All right. So what we're talking about today, is blurredom. That's why we have King Vader in the house because, I said, he is a representative of that in a lot of ways. But we'll read through this so we can get a little bit of backdrop, and then we're gonna go into like our own anecdotal experiences with that. For sure. So blurredom, the fusion of black and nerddom, is a vibrant celebration of black culture within geek fandom. Mm-hmm. It shines a spotlight on the diverse contribution of black creators, fans, and characters across various media platforms, including comics, movies, TV shows, and gaming. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. From classic superhero narratives to Afrofuturism, blurredom serves as an empowering space where black nerds can find representation and express themselves authentically.
Yeah.
She can't help herself.
I'm like, oh, she's spitting.
She's spitting.
Oh, yeah, I wrote this.
Among the influential figures in blurredom community are LeVar Burton, renowned for his roles in Star Trek: The Next Generation and Reading Rainbow.
Love him.
Chadwick Boseman and Ryan Coogler, whose collaboration in Black Panther made a profound impact, with Boseman's portrayal of Black Panther resonating deeply in Coogler's direction, bringing Wakanda to life on the big screen. Donald Glover, celebrated for his music and then the work on Atlanta, also contributes to the rich tapestry of blurredom. Additionally, content creators, streamers, cosplayers, and comic book artists further enrich the diversity of representation in blurredom, showcasing the breadth of talent from within the community. Figures like Carl Jones, Zeno Robinson, Creed Summer, and Phil Lamar continue to amplify black voices and narratives, ensuring that blurredom remains a dynamic and inclusive space for all. So now we get into discussion. I'm gonna start asking y'all some good questions about what it is. But I think I'd like to start with you with the very first question is, you know, in your opinion, like what makes a blurred and what's your favorite thing about it? What is your belief of that? You know, you could say, I don't believe in blurs, man. We all nerds. Like whatever you think.
I mean, I definitely feel like, you know, feeling passionate about like something that you've connected to, feel me? Especially like in this space and then being able to, you know, show it to the world, like, this is what I like, and not feel like people are gonna, like, you know, punch you down or push you down for it. Mm-hmm. I feel like now it's the environment is definitely different than it was, like, 10 years ago. Like,
right.
Now it's, like, more in the front center, which, you know, it's powerful, and it's, you know, interesting to just see the switch. But, like, yeah, I just feel like it's connecting with something that you feel passionately about and not caring about, like, what others think.
A follow-up question on that is, like, the original part of what you just said is, like, the connection with it, but also the sharing of it. Is, like, that's as important as the connection to it?
Yeah.
You think that's a part of what blurredom is?
Yeah, I think it's because it helps you connect. It helps you, like, make friends, long-term friends. Like, you both have related on something that you thought was just, like, extremely personal to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it still is, but now it's, like, you can share that experience with someone else. So I think, like, the sharing is extremely important, especially, like, in our community. So
yeah, I never considered that from that perspective. It's like it goes hand in hand. You know, it's just like for you to really be a blurred, you have to share that blurredom, or, you know, nerd out on anything. You have to share it to be able to connect further.
The community of it, man. Like I never forgot when I first saw Vader's videos and then understood the impact that it was having, right? like he speaks for the generation of blurreds who love Naruto, who love anime, who love gaming, and they can all actually speak to each other for the very first time.
Yeah.
Me and you grew up in a generation where we loved Dragon Ball Z, yep. we loved it, but how the hell could we connect? We couldn't find anyone that was just like us. There was only two other kids in my school.
Yep.
My brother and
kid,
our friend.
And the kid in the dragon suit, in the silk dragon shirt.
Oh, bro, I hate that.
Yeah, that never had a good hairline. Like, never. Yeah, there was one of those in every school.
Yeah, man.
He's shaking his head like, yeah. Wait, was it you?
No, it wasn't.
No, it was you. Okay.
No silk shirts for me.
Yeah, man. Vader for sure. As a what's the term you kept saying that I said to Titan in the industry?
Oh, Titan in the industry.
Yeah,
I've Titan never, of the industry.
But that guy there, that this is a Titan in the industry, 1,000%.
Oh my
man.
God, what 1,000%.
TOI.
Yeah.
How you feel about it, Roxy? What does it mean to you?
As I'm pretty vocal about, I just love black people. Period. So a lot of the issues that people have with the term blurred is like, why I got to be separated? And I'm be real, cause fuck y'all. That's why. Like I feel like for a long time, black people have been just left out of stuff, mm-hmm. and it's just super annoying to me that when we're like, okay, y'all gonna leave us out? Let's create our own space for people to be like, well, why we can't get in that space? Like I think the thing about what makes blurs is not just like we like nerd stuff, we like anime, we like that. It's the culture of being black. And I think one of the dopest things for me about just going to like DreamCon or going to BlurCon is like seeing black people engage in nerd culture in a black way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like Sailor Moon, people at Sailor Moon with the grills and the, like that shit is dope to me. And so I think for me, that's one of my favorite parts is just like being able to bond with other people that like nerd stuff, but like we're black and we're happy to be black. That's my favorite. That's my favorite part about all of it.
I'm with that.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, so I wanted to,
brother.
I agree with everything you guys said, like mm-hmm. in the space of like, you know, I didn't even realize that blurdom was an actual thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I was, as Cleo pointed out, like as a kid, like I felt really isolated in that space, mm-hmm. you know, because I like Pokemon a lot. Like I was in high school still like playing the game, you know, yeah. I was obviously watching I was reading a lot of comics. Like I was into anime, like I was early adopter, like Toonami was life. You know what I'm saying? Like. Right. I was all in it. And, you know, there's only a very small group of us that I could even talk with them about. But our interests were so diverse in that space that it was hard to even be like, yo, did you see the Dragon Ball Z episode? Like, yeah, I don't watch that. I watch Naruto. Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, that's cool. Like, well, what about, you know, like Pokemon cards? Like, well, no, I play with Yu-Gi-Oh. So then they go off to their individual friend groups. You know, mm-hmm. it's like they're playing with the white kids over there. And it's like, I'm playing with my white friend groups with Pokemon or, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you just have to be a nerd and whatever it is. And then coming together as like the black mm-hmm. folk, it's like you looking for the overlap. And it's like, it's become a lot easier now, mm-hmm. you know, because there's a lot more culturally accepted. So a lot more people have exposure to it and they realize mm-hmm. like, oh, like there's so much to love. There's so much lore. There's so much to enjoy in the space of just being a nerd. So mm-hmm. I've been loving that. So speaking of that, like, you know, like since it's an appropriate question, since you're here, is I wanted to talk about like, what are our favorite blurred content creators, you know, mm-hmm. in that space? You know, I say, I already told you I'm a fan. So you're one of my favorites.
Blessings.
I love RDC World. Yeah. Very much so. They're some of the funniest people on the internet to me.
Yes, top of their game for sure.
Yeah. Cleo, actually, you're one of my favorite, to be honest. Like, I'll tell you, like you do a really good job of like being literally walking nostalgia.
Oh,
like that's how I describe when people like when I describe you without using your name, I'm always just like, oh yeah, my boy, he's walking nostalgia. Like literally that's what he is. And he embraces it. He is that for a lot of people. But then not only that, I feel like you are that for yourself too.
For sure.
You know,
for damn like, sure. Yeah.
I need it.
I need it.
Yeah, exactly. It. but you want, who do you like? What kind of creators are you like?
So of course RDC. If I was to throw another name into the pot, it'd be Caleb City. I feel like
Caleb City
is a comedic genius, and I have to remind him all the time because he's a extremely humble human being, and I just have to let him know, like, bro, you be cooking,
bro.
Continue to cook.
He be cooking. I always wonder, like, does he have a person that films it for him, or is he literally by himself all the time?
He usually films a lot of his videos by himself. It's very rare to see Caleb do a collab, so I literally have to drag him into my films. I'm like, you're going to act in this. I need you to be in this. And it's cool. Like, I like to see him in different spaces because, like, he is used to like filming by himself.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But like he can adapt and like you know, having him in different different films that we worked on, it's just cool to see him like in that type of light.
Right.
Like, I'm mm-hmm. like, bro, you could be a whole actor if you wanted to. Like,
easily. Mm-hmm. I want to see him be a villain in everything.
Yeah.
His villain portrayals are crazy. His deep voice, you know, it's just like, oh bro, this is wild.
Yeah.
Roxy?
Okay, not being cocky. Me. I really have been making like for real, I've been making content for like 10 years, and the shift I saw legit, like when I first started and I was talking about like Marvel movies and stuff like that, I was not getting a whole lot of black people, you know, gravitating, but just like over the years, just seeing like almost all of the people that follow me are black at this point, and I really love seeing that. And legit, like
you've been blowing up crazy.
Yo, it's been going wild with the '90s stuff too, and that's I think that's like another aspect of it too. Because I was gonna say like Rob Hayes, like a lot of his comedy is based off of stuff like that. I feel like a lot of times when we talk about nerd culture, we don't talk about like movies as much. So Tony Baker on there too, I would consider him a blur. Like just how much he knows about the shit that he knows about is disgusting. Keenan Baker probably one of them too. Keenan been going fucking crazy too. So mine is just anybody that's talking about some shit I like, honestly.
I'm with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. For me, it's Patrick Cloud.
Oh,
it's
Pat.
That's great.
It's RDC, it's Berlizzi, and Vader, man. Vader was on my radar immediately. And I was like, man, I hope I get a chance to meet him one day. And when we did, I think we met at a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I think it was the one in LA. And you walked up to me, bro, and my little brother behind me, Hamil, was just like very, very hyped to meet you as well. So it's been great to be able to work with you in several different ways throughout the years. Yeah. Like, he made my dream come true of being Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
Like, we worked together on the Mortal Kombat campaign, and he was Scorpion, and I was Sub-Zero, and he literally, like, let the water freeze in my hand. I'm like, I'm good. Like, I've played Sub-Zero. I'm good now.
That's amazing.
It's because of him.
Bro, I had to make that happen because, like, once I found out that Sub-Zero was, like, Cleo's, like, favorite, I was like, all right, well, you know, once, like, they gave me the green light and I can, like, cast my own people, do, like, what I want, I was like, let me hit him up, see if he wants to. And, like, yeah. And I was like,
yes. That's dope.
That's so dope.
Once again,
dope.
That's why black people, you know.
Vader, no. You got to let Vader do it. Where was we at? Was we at Disneyland when we kept doing that?
Go ahead. The boy Tony, like, one thing about him, like, great comedian as well. He didn't know how viral those words were going to become. But, you know, to explain very shortly, there is a situation at Disneyland, you know, where we're with our people. We film, we're doing our thing. We're vibe. We're enjoying ourselves. We go to create these droids. And then, you know, 5 minutes after creating them, right, create our own robots. 5 minutes later, there's a battle, a sanctioned robot battle outside, 5 feet away from where we just built these robots, and they're fighting each other. And the only thought that can come in our mind, because there's people watching us, security's coming towards us, is, you know,
black people.
So it's like, it was just a very surreal moment. Like, you know, I just couldn't believe we were actually having a robot fight outside.
That's why y'all can't take us nowhere, man. You said sanction. That's what made it. Like, it was sanctioned, so it was good. It's fine.
It was good.
It was such a wild moment, though. Like, and to speak about Blurdom for a second in that space, here we are at Disneyland. Disney, you know, has so many different creators there, and we're all fans of, you know, our favorite villains, our favorite movies, our favorite shows. Mm-hmm. And it showed the dynamic of us to be able to be at Disneyland, had just eaten breakfast there at Tiana's spot, and we got a chance to talk with a bunch of other Disney executives who are black as well, and us be inspired by them. And we walk out, and you could see the energy immediately shift because Kendrick just dropped. So we literally went from, we're at Disneyland. So understand the dynamic of being, you know, happy-go-lucky, and we need a turkey leg and churros. And like, hey, nigga, Kendrick drop? We're at Disneyland. Yeah, right. It was a whole different, and like, there's no way.
Like, you mean which Kendrick dropped?
Euphoria.
Euphoria dropped.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was right in the heart Euphoria. Of everything going on.
Oh, it was so, bro, it was such a wild experience for me.
It was at the table that we were sitting at. I got up from the table we were at. Cause like, it was a little slow. Like, no one was at our table at the moment, right? I got a tweet, you know, and, you know, I saw it was trending. It was like Kendrick drop. I was like, no way, no way. So then I see it. It's like Euphoria. I'm like, I literally put my headphones on and stand up, and I just walk over to the side. I'm like, I have to hear this. I didn't even know what this man just said.
Yeah, bro.
And he said a lot.
Yes, he did.
Whole lot.
The paradigm of that, bro, just like the dynamic in that alone, I think is a testament to us as Blurs. Like, we love all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We are not boxed in to just one thing. To be there, like, yo, I could have been a full Paralon cosplay and have been like, oh, Kendrick drop? No, I gotta hear it. I gotta hear it.
It's over.
Yeah, man.
No, I love that. I mean, that was one of my favorite weeks in hip hop history.
Yo, it was crazy.
It was a good time, man. And people are gonna try to like talk it down, like, oh, you know, there's other great beefs. And I'm like, I get it. But
not
the thing
like
is,
this.
I wasn't there for all of these beefs. I was here. I got to see each drop. Yeah. It was crazy.
I think Cleo can agree with this. I was just barely old enough to understand like the Nas Jay-Z beef.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Ether dropped and like, you know, was it whatever the city. What's on?
I have no idea. We know Ether. I don't know Jay-Z, but yeah. I know Ether.
The Takeover. Yeah, the Takeover. Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, it's crazy to me. Is like the difference between that, because everybody, like, that's the standard people speak about. It's just like, yo, this ain't Ether. You know, like, but you know how long it took for the Ether to come out after, like, they had to release a whole album. Like, it was like Jay-Z released the album, The Takeover, then Nas, like, oh, I guess I gotta release an album. And it's like, all right, 2 months later, Nas drops an album, you know, and it's like Ether, and it hits. And it's like, oh my God. It's like, well, let's put them up against each other. Who wins? It's like, you know, Nas, like, all right, that's cool. But it took all this time, whereas this time,
It was literally.
It was on Twitter. Instant. It was on YouTube. It was just like
he dropped
Drake,
again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Drake dropped it. Like
it was,
you know, Drake
it was
dropped. Like
every
Kendrick dropped.
Day.
Dropped. Yeah, I remember Kendrick dropped again. And then Kendrick dropped again.
After that Family Matters one, yo, that was sick.
It was insane. I was just like, stop everything. I got to listen to this right now.
30 minutes after, it was disgusting.
He just took the momentum
away. Yeah, like,
because the thing is though, like, I know we're not gonna stay on this, but we have to. We're here now.
Yeah.
Is what the wildest part to me is that you. Kendrick obviously won. You know, he did his thing. He killed it.
Close.
But I was actually like, yo, there was a moment where Drake was winning. You know what I'm saying?
And people are going to deny it. But I'm like, I'm sorry. When he dropped Push Up, like, he was up. Like,
that,
I'm
he
sorry,
was.
He was up.
He was up. He dropped that. And I was like, yeah. Drop that at, you know, drop that D15. You know, it was just like.
It was good.
Yeah.
But then Kendrick started swinging.
Yeah, I think we didn't think that Kendrick was going to keep coming back because that's not in his track record. It's like, okay, you dropped.
You know, the difference was mustard, though. Like, I'm just put it for me, at least. It's just like, you got the right. You made the right, like, of course the words, like, everything, Kendrick does what he does, but the beat is so catchy. It's the number one song in the goddamn country.
He was talking, because people was talking shit, saying he can't make a bop, and he was like, oh, I can't?
Literally.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you mean? I've been making hits.
Like, you know
I'm
I am?
Kendrick Lamar. Like, what are y'all talking about?
Exactly. Like, you think I can't do what Drake does? You think I can't do what this nigga does? Yeah. Like, he touches, you know what, come here. And you know, it's done.
And then that BBL Drizzy song dropped, and I followed a comedian that did it. And when he first did it, people was just like, ah, whatever. And then fucking Metro took it, and it's huge. Yeah, like, it's in our lexicon at this point. It's crazy.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah, all right, so tell me about, like, I remember my moment distinctly, but I'll let y'all talk to yours. But do you remember the first time where you were actually able to watch something, like, or see something like a comic book, TV show, and you saw a black person represented that you felt you saw yourself in? Like, do you guys remember that first time you experienced that and what that felt like?
Man.
I'll start with you, Roxy.
Okay. So the first time I was wrong, and I didn't know I was wrong.
Sounds about right.
It was when I was, shut up. I had went to see Aladdin as a little kid. I was like four.
Did you think you were Princess Jasmine?
Yeah, I was like, oh, she black.
Oh.
Like for me, I was like, she's brown, she's black. I thought like Pocahontas was black.
I feel that.
Okay.
Yeah, and
I
so
can
I was
that.
Like, oh, we out here, we up.
Yeah, we
and then, yeah,
no,
my
Lion
dad.
King, not
yeah,
people.
Yeah. My daddy was like, no, that's not a black woman.
Said, no.
Yeah. I'm so little. Yeah, and I was like, but then after that, I think the first one I was like, oh no, this is a little black girl for real, is Susie Carmichael from The Rugrats.
Nice.
And I loved her. Yeah, I used to watch The Rugrats all the time, and I loved her so much because Angelica was such a dick.
Yes, she was.
Like, she was like an asshole. And Susie came in and was like, no, fuck you. Like, stop talking to them kids like that. But not only that, like, her whole family. Like, they came in and was like, no, she's a doctor, he's a this. We out here making money. So that was the first time I was like, oh, black people be in stuff for real. We out here.
All right, dope. Cleo?
First thing for me that was, like, really impactful was Blade.
Ooh,
for me. Blade was the one for me. Because, like, I don't know the timeline of the movies at the top of my head, but, like, I'm growing up watching The Fifth Element and The Mummy. But Blade for me was like, yo, it's, I could see it.
Right.
And he's kicking ass in this first scene with the vampires in a bloodbath. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Vader, because I know Vader did a Blade thing
as well.
Yes,
he did.
Yeah. Blessings. So, yeah, that's the one for me for sure.
Yeah, and Blade, like, that movie still holds up to this day.
Yes. Goddamn right it does.
Yes, it does. So
it's good. In my challenger right now still. Like, in the DVD player, it doesn't come out of there. I only watch that movie in that car.
I love that.
I love that damn movie.
Vader, what you got?
So I was really trying to think on it, and I was like, I don't know, like, what was the first one that I saw? But I'm like, as a kid, I think it was Static Shock.
Oh, nice.
You know,
that's
me, like, I think I saw that, and I'm like, bro, like, this guy is so cool, and he's like the main character, the theme song, like, all of it
Superhero.
Was just...
Static Shock.
And it's almost
gotta beat feet, gotta beat
hey,
feet.
It's almost
gotta
like feet, how hasn't this been turned into live action?
It's so good.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who have made Static Shock films. Like, there's a Static fan film out there. My boy created it. It's really good. I hope that they turn it, you know, or it gets into the movie space or live action space, because it deserves it. Static is awesome.
So. I agree, especially when you get to the adult Static, like. when you see that. Have you guys seen that gift that's been going around that's like just so disrespectful? It's like the adult Black Lightning. Have you seen that one?
Where, I mean, I've seen some Black Lightning gifts and memes. So.
Yeah, it's just hilarious. It's just like, go ahead, shock my life. Like, you haven't had Black Lightning.
Yeah, there it is. you never had Black Lightning before.
It's like, oh, wow.
I'm like, he got a point. I'm
yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, for me, I have to give a little context to tell you guys mine, is that I went to a high school that was like 10% Black, but it was a very big high school. So, you know, I graduated like almost 700 people. So it wasn't a Black table at lunch. It was like the Black tables, you know. So there was a prominent Black culture in the school, but it was mostly a white school. And a thing that I had an issue with growing up was that I would have, you know, white and Black friends, and my white friends could get away with anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could show up to the school just like wearing whatever. Like, I made fun of one of my friends one time. Like, this dude is wearing white privilege ones. You know, it's like, and because my Jordans are scuffed, like, I get destroyed, you know, by everybody. Like, I get, because I'm Black, there's a standard that I have to show up as on top of Brennan. Like, you can't be Brennan. You have to be the Black guy Brennan. You know, there's all these tropes and stereotypes that I had to fit into. And I remember watching Hey Arnold, and Gerald was on it. And Gerald, I love Gerald because Gerald was Black, but there was nothing about his character that was like, yo, look how Black he is. Like, outside of literally his hair, you know what I'm saying? Just like, other than that, Gerald was just like a dope best friend who showed up for his homie and held him accountable. Exactly. Like, that's it. That's all he was. It had nothing to do with like, oh yeah, he likes chicken and watermelon. Like, it was literally, there was absolutely no playoff of a stereotype of what it was to be Black to be Gerald. Like, Gerald was just cool because he was. He didn't care about what was going on or whatever. So I was just like, yo, Gerald is the shit because Gerald is a person who happens to be Black instead of somebody who's Black who gets to be here because they're Black. Yeah. And so for me, that meant a lot to be able to see that. So that was who my first experience was. So I was just like, that's just dope.
Dope shit.
Good answer.
Yeah, man, we out here. So I want to know how you guys feel about the current state of representation for Black characters and creators in nerd culture and how it's evolved over time. And I'll start with this one, if you guys don't mind.
Go for it.
Is I know that, you know, looking back, even in the answers to the questions that we just had, if you listen to it, like, we all, like, even Vader, I think Vader gave a great example. Is like, he had to think about it.
Yeah.
You know, because it wasn't like there was a plethora of Black characters in anything. Even to this day, I wouldn't say that there's a plethora of Black characters. But I do feel like over time, like when we were little, like it wasn't really a thought. Like it was just like a baseline diversity requirement. So, oh, we're gonna have a superhero group. So all right, we'll add the Black person. They all look the same. You know, Kwame from, you know,
It looks like Vince from Recess.
Yeah, Vince from Resource looks like Kwame from
Captain Planet.
Yeah. No, it looks kind of like Gerald. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Looks kind of like Skeeter. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Skeeter different. He got that nose.
But yeah, but Skeeter Black, he was blue technically, but we all just knew he was Black.
That was a Black man.
Yeah, that's from Doug. That's from Doug, if anybody don't know. You know, but the difference that I see between now and then is that, number one, there are Black-led shows that are happening that, you know, some of them are great, some of them aren't all that great, you know, but they're happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's the Marvel Universe even had, what was the name of the show with the guy who would be on the streets and what is it? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Like, was it a DC or a Marvel? Was it?
Was he
Luke Cage?
Luke Cage. Luke Cage.
Coffee?
It was all right. It was all right, or like something like, you know, just random shows that you wouldn't really, historically, you would never expect to be that. Like Raising Dion, for example. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a show that's very Black, but it's not at the same time. It's just, it's literally like, if somebody was to describe Raising Dion and use that they were Black, then I would say they're probably racist. You know what I'm saying? Because if you think about what the premise of the show is, like, a mom has to raise a superhero. Yeah. You know, raise a superhero kid that's still a kid trying to learn about his powers. That's the premise of the show.
Yeah.
They just happen to be Black. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it's pretty cool to see that kind of thing happening in culture, and then also see like the new Spider-Man to be like half Black. Yeah. You know, like Miles Morales. And so like that didn't exist back then. And then also having people like you, all three of you. You know, we're having like social media where it's like there's content creators that are able to actually get their voice out there instead of like these very specific studios only being able to decide what kind of culture we're allowed to see of our own. Because back then there was no internet, there was no freedom of it. It's just like, here's the channels. There's 42 of them. You know, get it in.
Yeah.
So that's my feeling. I feel like it has gotten better. It still has not. I still don't feel like we're anywhere near at representation of like we're like 13% of the population. Are we leading 13% of the like studio content production in the space of like behind the camera and in front of it? You know, I would say probably not. You know, I'd say we're probably around 2-3%. Like, if I had to guess, this is anecdotal as hell, but I would say it's pretty low. If you think about how many shows get greenlit every year and how many of them are Black-led? like for these studios? Like what percentage of them would you say? Because we can name a few shows, but how many shows in general are greenlit?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
very low
so, exactly. So it's super low. Yeah. So I'd say like it's still very far from where it should be, but it's far from where it was. So it's like progress, but not perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
what
I'd say.
Progress is being made.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead. What you gotta say about it? What you thinking?
I mean, there's a couple shows that I think have like stuck out to me. There's a show on HBO called Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a very clean show.
Maybe.
And it's something that people have slept on. And I'm like, mm-hmm. No, this show's a banker. Another one.
Didn't Watchmen? I didn't see it, so I'll start with that. So I apologize.
It's like
Regina King.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's set in the Washington
Tulsa Massacre.
That's what I was gonna say. Tulsa Massacre. That was it. I saw that.
Amazing.
I saw the beginning of how they drove into the Tulsa Massacre.
It's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was very cinematic. They didn't. They went there. You
okay.
Feel me? And I commend them for doing that. There's another show on Netflix. It was about disco dancing.
I
saw that too.
The Get Down.
Yeah, so, it was only one season though,
fake
right?
Robots.
Yeah, it got canceled immediately.
I think it made it to season two.
Oh, it did?
He said
it was two seasons?
Fake
okay.
Rollbounce.
Hey, Cleo.
Cleo said roll
talk to us. Talk to us.
Fake Rollbounce.
Fake Rollbounce. That's crazy.
Cleo has
look at him.
I can't.
I feel like I didn't watch it. All I saw was the poster, and I was like,
"This guy."
If you watch it, it's not like Roll Bounce, man.
No.
He's just being a jerk.
All of them in those jackets looked identical to us in the jackets.
It's 70.
No, I get that. Why are the jackets the same color? That's all I'm saying.
Oh my god.
That's all I'm saying.
I feel that.
I'll give it a shot.
I think you'd mess with it. I was actually about to go on by saying that show actually inspired me to make a short film called The Throwdown in inspiration of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you said what you said, I was like, oh no.
I was gonna ask you to be part of the next part.
I want you to be in part two.
I'm there. For Vader, I'm there. Vader's 100%. Called on me a few times.
But you're gonna be the character from Roll Bounce.
Oh my god, the
crossover. Mix Mike shows up. What's up?
I definitely think it's changing from like how it used to be to like how it is now. It just isn't like all the way there yet, and we're still having a lot of arguments that aren't very productive. They're very like insulting to have,
right?
Like publicly, and it's like, are we still on this? And you know, I just kind of wish like we grew past like the simple stuff. So yeah, I definitely see it changing. It's just gonna take a bit more push, and I feel like we're getting there.
Okay, you know? I'm with that.
We got some cool creators and creatives on the way up to the next generation.
Right.
That thing is going to change the landscape of everything.
It's exciting. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Roxy, how you feeling?
So, well, first I want to say something to what you said, like with the arguments and stuff. I think like a lot of the reasons we have the same consistent arguments is because they're not pushing a lot of black stuff. So it's like, we're going to keep talking about the same shit because there's only like three things that are being out. So and it's the same stuff. So that's... So what I wanted to talk about, I love what we're getting to, but like you said, we're not there yet. One of the issues I have and that I've been at with the stuff that they greenlit a lot of the time is like, how much black trauma porn do I need to see? I don't want to see Us as Slaves no more. I don't want to see...
You didn't like Monsters Ball?
Man. I don't like seeing like us being black in proximity to white people. Like it's all like the magical Negroes thing. I wanted to see that. And then when I read the fucking description, I was fucking disgusted because I thought it was going to be like a black Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And then it was, these are actual magical Negroes and they're here to make white people's lives easier. And I'm like, why the fuck would I want to see that? And so it's just like, but that's the stuff that's getting greenlit. And I don't want to see that. I want to see, like you're saying, Raising Dion. I want to see more stuff about black people existing in a space and being black. So like something like Abbott. That's why I love Abbott, because it's like, it's all black
Abbott
people
is
here. It's so funny, and everybody's black is clearly
not
attached
everybody,
to,
but a lot of them.
Who? Just one white dude. And then one white chick.
There you go.
82% is black. But it's clearly like about black culture. You can tell they have black writers. You can tell like they really care, but it's not trauma porn.
Yeah.
Like there's shit that happens, but it's not like a baby gets shot in the mouth. Like, you know, the shit that they be wanting. I read that people were asking Quinta B to do a school shooter episode.
Yep.
And she was like, no, that's not what this is. So like, can we exist in this space, be happy in this space, and show multiple stories in this space instead of slave Monsters Ball people getting fucking fucked, or you know, whatever. Like, just show us across
how you
the
feel
spectrum.
About it though.
getting fucking fucked.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
I have to get mad because I want to watch movies. I want to watch the media, but it's like, this is all y'all going to give me, this bullshit. Yeah. So yeah, smaller content creators, that's the last point. That's why I watch smaller ones, okay. Independent. Yeah. Yes, continue.
Echoing what both you and Brennan have touched on, it's like, we live in this generation now where we don't have to only have the networks and the studios mm-hmm. to show us things. We got guys like Vader and RDC and us, you know, creating so much amazing stuff to be able to mm-hmm. show our passion for the arts, be able to show the fact that we mm-hmm. are creatives and people are there to support that. And, you know, again, you coined it. I never said it before the stream, but you know, a titan of the industry. Bro, like Vader really did
titan of the industry.
He figured it out, man. Yeah. He did something really special. And knowing that his journey started, I believe, back in the Vine era.
Yeah.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. that's a small thing to be able to get someone's attention. Yeah. But for him to understand, like, no, but he still wants to do storytelling. I remember the first time I worked with him, he had a book
yeah.
and he drew out his shots.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it wasn't like, you know, from when I've been on sets for years, mm-hmm. here's your script, it's interior, this, exterior, that. For him, he's literally showing, okay, so this is how I want to do it.
Yeah.
And that's just a different way of thinking. So those mm-hmm. creatives are here.
Right.
I'm grateful for the fact that I get to be a part of this generation to see both. I mm-hmm. saw how the OGs worked and I get a chance to see how the new generation works. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to be along for the ride.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Blessings.
Well, I just have a question I want to ask in the space of, and I think all three of you guys can answer this much mm-hmm. better than I could, but what advice would you give to somebody that's looking to become a content creator in the space mm-hmm. of like blurredom? You know, it's like, since all three of you do that on a big level, and I guess technically since we're here, I do too. Mm-hmm. But I think you guys can speak to it better. It's like, what would you say is like, you know, there's a young, you know, a middle schooler, early high schooler is like, no, I really want to get into the content creating game. Like, what would you say?
me personally, I would say like, to follow your heart and to follow your passion. I feel like more often than not, when you do the things that you love and the things that you feel strong about, you're going to go that extra mile to see it through. And it's like, you know, you're not going into it thinking about like, okay, how's this going to make money for me? How's this going to change my life? How's this going to do this? It's like you're going into this in the direction of, I care about this so much that mm-hmm. I want to see it through. And then everything else just kind of begins to form itself.
Right.
So I feel like, you know, if you're going to go into this creative space, go into it for the right reasons. Don't go into mm-hmm. it for the success, the fame, the money. Like, that's, have that in the back of your mind, in the back seat. What you need to focus on is like, what you care about. What do you want to bring? Like, what's your voice? What do you want to say? What do you care about? You know,
right.
and chase mm-hmm. that. So yeah, that's what I'd say.
Dope. That's solid advice. Yeah. Roxy, what you got?
Kind of to piggyback off what you said, like, make what the fuck you want to make. Yeah. Like, if you like it, make it. Like, don't think that you can't because people won't be interested in it. That's something I hear people a lot. They're like, oh, I don't think anybody is really into this show. Like, then make it, because then you'll find the people that are into it. Yeah. And then it was another thing I wanted to say. I'll remember it after Cleo. Go ahead.
She's gonna interrupt me.
Yeah,
right
of course
when I
start
talking. Oh, yes. No.
There we go.
I wasn't gonna.
Immediately.
Now I remember. I really do. I'm so sorry. even if you see somebody else making a thing on the subject, you can still make that content.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, like, people talk to me all the time. They're like, I wanted to talk about this, but I saw RDC made a video. It's like, you're not gonna make the same video they made.
Right.
You're gonna talk about it completely different and come from a different aspect of it. As long as you're not copying they shit like a weirdo, like,
yeah.
talk about what you want to talk about in the way that you want to talk about it, and don't be afraid to put your content out there.
Yeah. Begin the journey, man. Go ahead. Begin the journey with it. Like, it's never been easier for...
Yeah.
Like, bruh, I remember being in my house and wishing that I had a device in my house that could capture video and audio and edit it and put it out there for the world to see this craft that I was passionate about. That did not exist when I started this journey in life. Mm. When I wanted to be an entertainer. I told my mom I wanted to be an actor at 5. That wasn't available. It is available to you now. So even just getting the chance to begin that journey and learn what it is you really want to do, whether it is like you in front of the camera or you mess around and find out, oh, I actually just prefer directing. Mm-hmm. Or I prefer producing. I prefer writing. I love lighting. I love sound. Mm-hmm. Something in that space is now available for you to discover because of something that's in your pocket already.
Yep. Yeah.
This wasn't there for me. So that's my take on it.
I'm with it. And the only thing I'd add to that is that the people that I've seen that have found the most success encompass everything that you guys said. I think, you know, the passion and the understanding what it is that your voice is and what you want to say. And the thing is, you don't have to know all that starting off. You just got to start, like you were saying. But for me, the one of the elements that notates towards success or gets us towards success is consistency. You know, it's like you can consistently put out stuff. You're going to just get better at it. Yeah. You know, you're going to get better at it. People are going to start expecting it and wanting it from you. You're going to get better voice. You're going to get better content. You're going to get more, you know, it's just going to get it's like compound interest. Yeah. Like it starts off with meaning nothing because what's a, you know, 1% interest on $1. But, you know, every day you keep going. It's like now it's interest on the interest and the dollar, you know. And Damn, so right. That's the advice that I'd give in that space, too.
I think a lot of people are really scared to fail. Mm-hmm. Feel me? And they have to understand that failing is a huge part of success.
Yes.
And to succeed. And Denzel talks about it. Like a lot of the people we look up to, they talk about failure. They're saying fail now, fail big now.
You feel me?
A lot of people want to do something for the first time and they'd be perfect, but it's not ever going to be perfect the first time.
Never.
You have to embrace that you can mess up.
Embrace
because messing up helps you, you know, look at what you did and improve and iron it out so it can become better.
I mean, I'd actually argue that sometimes people do something that I wouldn't call perfect that has a lot of success in their first try, and that leads to them not being able to repeat it, you know, because they didn't really learn anything. You know,
so I remember my first time.
You know, you said what?
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 I told y'all.
He's just slipping shit in. Like,
I told.
God damn it. All right, so we're moving on to the next section of trivia. Hippie, how are we doing this? So guys, so up next, what we're going to do is we're going to do trivia. We have our producer, Hippie, behind the camera. Ooh. That's going to ask us the trivia questions. We have Janelle that's going to keep score to see who knows what they know. I believe it's going to be in the space of blurdom. Yes, no, maybe.
Oh,
okay,
God.
It's going to be, these are always, we don't know what they're going to be. We have no idea. She'd be asking hard-ass questions, bro. So,
okay, but,
you know, she don't care about our feelings.
That's if you ask him anything in Naruto, he's got it. If you ask him anything in Dragon Ball, he's got it. Jujutsu
Give me some Bleach questions.
Is it black people in Bleach?
Yeah. One of the biggest sex.
Yeah.
Yoroichi.
Yoroichi. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
So she
has
a. Yeah, so she doesn't even remember what she did.
Okay.
Last time.
Oh, yeah.
So we've had them since then. She had an outline of kind of what we were looking for, but these questions are all over the place.
Yay.
I think you're kind of young, so some of them that you.
This will be great. Now, he right. Look at that. Old school.
Look.
He's like, he
got it.
Try me.
He got it.
Let's get it.
Are we doing still? Raise hand still?
So you pick. Are you picking the person? How are we doing it?
I'm picking the person. I'm just trying to find the first question.
And yes, still raise hand. What do we? How do we?
No, no. She's gonna pick who's gonna answer his question.
Okay.
Oh, with no steal.
I was taking score. I will allow a steal. But yes, raise your hand if you know. Usually, only one of y'all knows it if you're trying to steal.
Why are you looking?
Because you're trying to cheat.
You're always trying to cheat. Always trying to cheat.
Y'all racist.
All right. I'm starting with Vader.
Oh, nice.
Favoritism. It's crazy.
Right.
Who is the creator of the comic book series Black Lightning?
Oh, I'm cooked. can I get a letter? No, I actually don't know.
All right, if I'm going to give a letter, T.
Whew. Terrence Howard.
Terrence is crazy.
Oh, I've actually heard that name before.
It is Tony Isabella.
That's
that,
right.
Yep.
All right, fine.
Knew that.
Roxy.
Uh-huh. I might.
I don't think you watch this.
Wait, what's it called?
In the Black Mirror.
Oh, girl, episode. Nah, that's scary. Ain't it scary?
I was going to say, I don't want you. It's scary.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be having nightmares.
In the Black Mirror episode.
Never watched it.
Dang. All right.
I haven't either.
I've watched it.
Wait, is it the one where they do? Wait, no. Ask the question.
Yeah, in the Black Mirror episode, this is Roxy, titled San Junipero.
Is that the one where they were smashing?
Yeah, San Junipero.
Oh, okay.
What is the name Seen of that the main character played by Gugu?
Oh, it's over.
I
like how you just immediately give like, I'm cooked. It's over.
What'd you say name?
Nah.
I said.
That's the one where they were smashing in the thing?
I told you she don't care about our feelings.
Oh, I ain't see that. I thought it was where the two dudes were smashing. That's the only one I seen in the VR.
Yeah.
That's the only one I seen because it was nasty.
Well, the character, so the, do you know this person, do you know this actress's name? Her name is Gugu.
Gugu's in Loki.
Something wrong.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Okay, so she's in this episode and she plays a character called Kelly.
No. Cool. Oh, Kelly.
Brandon.
Yeah, I'm cooked.
Reynolds. Here we go.
Give him a hard one.
Shut up.
Oh.
You said, if it's a cool name, somebody's name, I'm not going to do it, but go ahead.
No, go ahead.
She said, who's the director? Like,
we
okay.
We get to steal. Go ahead.
You can do it. I don't care.
What is the title of the science fiction novel by Octavia Butler that follows the story of a woman named Dana who involuntarily travels through time?
Damn.
The Magic School Bus.
That's close.
Love Crab Country.
Yes.
The Time Traveler's Wife.
It is Kindred.
Girl, I ain't never heard this shit.
Ain't nobody.
Science fiction novel by Kindred. Hey, you. All right, you. This is the last open-ended question, and this is for Cleo.
Hit me.
Who is considered the creator of the cyberpunk genre in literature?
She don't. Ah! Sorry, it was aggressive.
It's not Lovecraft.
That's
no, who is considered the creator of
The creator of it. Oh, the non.
This is a person's name. William Gibson.
Oh, yeah, Will.
That's Big Will. We know Big Will. Will. Yeah, we know Big Will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will, Will, Will.
Vader, which actress voices the character Garnet, the leader of the Crystal Gems in the animated series Steven Universe?
And the thing is, I should know this.
You should know this.
I should know
you
this.
You should know this one.
Come on, Vader. It's multiple choice.
It's multiple choice.
Okay. It's not going to help you.
Well,
ooh, I know how
it's not
say.
The last one.
Five, four, three,
the
two,
first.
Two, you're wrong. One.
Estelle.
It is Estelle.
Yeah. I would have said the same as you. I would have said the same thing.
Gems. That's my shit.
I like Crystal. I like Crystal.
Thanks for taking that dive. I need that point.
It's okay. It's okay.
Come on, brother.
He didn't do that on purpose.
I know.
In the Lord of the Rings series,
come on.
Which character is known as the White Wizard?
The White Wizard.
It's multiple choice.
Okay.
Damn it.
Gandalf.
Nah.
Sauron. Mm-hmm. Saruman. Radagast.
C.
Wrong.
Lion pieces.
Damn.
Sauron.
Wrong.
Ha!
Gandalf.
Wrong.
What? Is Saruman?
The last answer.
Hey, hell no.
The last answer.
And who was Blade?
Because it's Sauron.
No, it was
it's
not.
Gandalf.
I thought it's
no, Saruman.
Gandalf is okay. Great. He dies here. And he's... Gray.
He's the main wizard in the movie. He's
Gandalf, he turns Gandalf to gray originally, and then he turns
Gandalf
white.
Gray,
so he's the white. That's what I'm saying.
No,
he becomes the white.
The
wizard.
Other wizard that beats wizard. His ass in the
yeah,
tower.
His homie.
Oh.
Who turns on him?
What's his name?
Saruman.
And he ain't black.
Huh? No. So Cleo got the point.
No, Vader did.
Vader got it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We if, on a multiple choice. Why would you even give it to the last one? Yeah.
I didn't
know.
Get the point.
There was
no other answer.
It was multiple choice.
I got the last
hey,
one.
Hey, get him out of here.
I was
oh,
confident.
This nerd question.
It was,
is not
it was the
black
answer
people.
No one chose. I was confident.
I ain't never not liked you. I ain't never not liked you before, Janelle.
What Bruce Lee movie was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in?
Into the Dragon? I mean, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, read them. I don't know. You didn't say you didn't say it was multiple choice. Okay.
He guessed already.
He already guessed.
He guessed already. No. Hell no.
She didn't tell me. There's multiple choice, so
but
shut up, guys.
Well, why are you so loose with your answers? It. Loose ass, LeBron.
Enter the Dragon, Fist of Fury, The Kid, Game of Death.
So he said A already.
I'm going to go with B.
That's wrong.
Thank you, Lord.
The last one.
Nope, you're wrong. That's what you get.
What's the answer?
C.
What's the name of it?
Fist of Fury? I don't. Is it?
It's not Fist of Fury.
The game of death, like that.
Yeah,
what was it?
Yeah, I was just guessing.
What was the answer?
The humbleness that came
yeah,
over your
I
face.
Yeah, I would have got it.
Believe
you know
in yourself.
Yeah, I was gonna say Enter the Dragon.
I'm so glad. All right,
last round.
It's some bullshit.
True or false?
Let's get it.
True or false?
Oh, we can't steal these?
No, you can't.
That's some bullshit. I know. Oh, yeah, yeah. Baby. Shh.
Okay.
You heard that?
We're back to
Vader.
Vader.
Nice.
True or false? This is easy.
Yeah, 50% chance.
Right? No stealing on this.
Game.
He just smiles. Like, I'm gonna get this.
Okay. Get this. True or false? The TV series Lovecraft Country is based on a novel by
True.
Olivia Butler.
True.
That is false.
It's
based on
Lovecraft.
A novel by Matt Ruff.
But it's I heard Lovecraft. I thought it was a trick question. I'm like I know it's based on a book.
Oh, gotcha.
So you're saying
how he grabbed
his
heart immediately?
You're saying the writer is different. The writer is different.
The writer,
yeah,
the
it's
novel
not.
Is not Octavia
you
Buck.
See, I,
man, that's crazy.
The heart grab immediate though.
I'm sorry.
The confidence though, true. Before you finish the question, true.
Come, Elizabeth.
That was so confident. God damn.
I believed in you.
I told you she don't care about it. Didn't I tell you ahead of time?
It's fine.
She mean.
Roxy.
I have like negative points.
The character Spawn, created by Todd McFarlane, is the first African American superhero to headline his own comic book series under a major publisher.
Yes. True. True. Yeah, true. Yeah, baby.
God damn it.
Let's go.
She's never won this before, by the way.
False.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
Good job.
Women. Damn, you ain't got no points, baby. That's crazy. The first comic book featuring Batman was called The Dark Knight Returns.
False.
The detective, no, something detective.
I feel like a
difficult. Hey, tally up. Let's tally up, baby. Oh, God. Wait. No. I was putting Aretha points.
Coming in fourth place with 0 points, but he had a couple throwaways. We couldn't give it to him. Vader.
Crazy. Dude, that's wild business. So sorry.
You could have just took your win. Like your win.
No, bro,
just...
I don't want to.
Let's call Vader third place. Yes. Tied for second place.
Oh, top for losers.
Hey.
Congratulations, lame ass nigga. Let's go, baby. Hey, let's go. Nah.
The sorest winner.
Yeah. Roxy. Yeah.
The sore winner, Roxy.
Oh, because a bitch ain't know nothing. I recall. Sorry, I would like to give my speech. Roxy not knowledgeable. Right? Ain't that it? Roxy don't
So
know.
Thank you guys
no,
again.
No, we're not done. Congratulations to Roxy for knowing shit about black people. I'm the blackest bitch in here. You know what I'm saying? Loser. This guy. So, yeah, I'm just excited to take that win. I deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Suck it. You're fine.
I will humbly take third place.
All right, y'all. We did it.
Yeah.
We done made it through season 2.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yo, big shout out to King Vader. Yeah, hey, you showed up to like wrap it up with us, bro. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Awesome. It's a good time.
We out here.
Yeah. Had a wonderful time.
And always, guys, you know, it will continue to be Brennan Edwards. You
Phil are? Thomas, a.k.a. Mrs. Sligliman.
Roxy Hayes, the winner, the ultimate champion. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
So excited for season 3.
Can't give a nigga an inch. And King Vader once again, man. Thanks again for being here. Yay! Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, y'all. Yeah. We'll see you guys next season.
Yay.
Peace.